at night, Mike and I were the guinea pigs for the stories. And she really believed that it should be the spoken or the oral tradition of a wonderful story that captivated children continually. And so if she had a story that worked for at least a month of telling, she knew that she had a good one. And she would continue to edit and re-edit the text continually until she got that.
Virginia Lee Burton really preferred to illustrate. She was nervous about her writing ability. What she would do was to gather not only my brother and myself, but also neighborhood children, bribe them with a cup of cocoa, and she would read the books to a assemblage of three or four or five kids, and she would watch for the flagging attention and to see when kids started getting edgy or she'd lost them, and she would go back and rewrite that and then try it out again. One of the questions I very frequently get is, where did the idea come from for Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann to be in the furnace and the janitor for the town hall? And this is another example of how my mother responded to children and got her ideas from them. That idea actually came from a distant third cousin by the name of Dickie Birkenbush, who was about 8 years old, and he's acknowledged in the book for coming up with this idea. And when I am reading the book to children, I tell them that you know, you too can have ideas, and maybe you can do a book someday or have good ideas such as this one. And to think that someone their age could have an influence on a book like Mike Mulligan, that really impresses them.